Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie, Von Brasler. Von, how did you get interested in dreams?
Well, let's see. I started having these very insightful out-of-body dreams in the 80s. I lived on Mount Hood in Oregon, and I suddenly found myself just leaving and going places. And I thought, this is great. I have to get some reliable way to return to these dreams and continue them and bring them about. And, you know, I think a lot of people just have them, you know, accidentally, and they slip into them, and they wonder, wow, what was that? And I really worked to try to develop a situation where I would go into a altered state of consciousness and program a dream, and they were really insightful, and they made a difference in my life, and they answered a lot of questions for me, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. I'd never heard of this before, these incredible dreams that were so colorful and vivid, and the difference between a lucid dream, of course, is that you're consciously aware that you're
in the dream. You know you're dreaming, yeah.
Yeah, and you're actually a participant. You're not just watching people or playing all the parts or like reliving a moment in your memory. It's actually a new experience. And very often, you know, you'll actually encounter people in dreams, and then, you know, you'll find out that they were dreaming too. And it is possible to link dreams and have group dreams, and there's a history of that, I think, going back to some of the ancients. They actually believed in that sort of thing. Ancient Buddhism believed that people could share a dream, and these were like very, very important for them to have these dream experiences together. So it's meant a lot to me. And it's been, after all, insightful and meaningful and prophetic. And it's helped me through some periods where I was sick and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. And I could get outside of myself and look at it, you know, objectively. You know, so in that sense, you know, I believe, like Aristotle, you can actually examine your body and determine what's wrong, you know, because it is it's something else. Like we were talking earlier about the shamanic tradition and how the dream walkers would would go. And they would not only speak to their ancestors, they would speak to gods, and they would speak to other guides, and they would speak to animal spirits. And I think that a lot of people in their lucid dreaming will encounter animal spirits very often. Now, they'll be chased by animals. And it's very important to turn around and greet the animal, because it's trying to get your attention. It is probably your spirit guide trying to talk to you, to give you some insight into something. Because animals, you know, they have insight too.
Sure.
You know.
Vaughn, how do you explain precognitive dreams? What develops that unbelievable gift?
That is really incredible, isn't it? And we have a lot of interesting stories like that of people that have of actually knowing what was going to happen and it came true. Obviously, they're going forward in time, and they're seeing what's going to actually happen. Just as people can go back in time and see what has happened, which can be very revealing to a person to understand themselves and their family and how they got to where they are today. But to go forward in time, you can see what the future holds. And I think some people just do this, you know, and I don't think that they necessarily plan it, and some of them maybe do, but it has great importance, because they see accurately, and the events that they often will see in the future do tend to come true. And it happens on very minute levels too. These are not always like the plane is going to crash and we're all going to die. Although I've had that dream and I didn't get on the plane, but very often it'll be just like little things.
What happened to the plane you did not get on?
It got rerouted, and I would have been late. It didn't crash, but you know.
But it had some issues, huh?
It had some issues, you know. And in my dream, you know, the alarm what didn't go off. And in my dream, there was a detour. And in my dream, I was late. And in my dream, there was trouble boarding. And finally, I said, "No, I'm not going. I'm not going." You know. So sometimes these little things can be small, like you're kind of visualizing what's going to happen in a conversation the next day with somebody, some very important conversation, and how it's going to take place. And there's some insight because you've actually kind of played it out, you know, and seen it in advance. And there are various degrees, I suppose, of how complicated these things are. But if you do it right, you know, you can actually have these program dreams where you actually will pre-visualize what you want to dream about, and then you meditate on doing this. You put yourself in an altered state, and then by creatively visualizing what you're going to do, and then you go into it like, well, it's going to be like post a hypnotic suggestion.
Sure.
Where you say,
well, can you train yourself on then?
You can train yourself to do this amazingly, but there's like three or four steps, and it's really, really important. I mean, I started, when I started seriously and tried to program my lucid dreaming, I studied creative visualization, and I went all the way back to the Hindu writings and Shakti Gawain and everything else I could find, and I realized that there were some steps that very often were missing. You know, people need to like actually visualize what they want to do, but they actually have to visualize having done it, because if you don't visualize doing it, you're not going to do it. You know, so people weren't going far enough in their visualization. They weren't actually putting themselves into an induced state, which would be an altered state of consciousness or a meditative state. That is to say, putting yourself totally to sleep, including your brain. And to do this, you need to actually have an inner harmony that where your brain and your inner consciousness agree that the brain is going to just shut down and stop cycling information for a little while and rest with the rest of your body and allow your inner consciousness to roam and explore. And it's going to be a controlled moment where you actually you know, you actually know what you're going to do and what you're going and how you're going to go there. And so there is some assurance that on a body and mind level that you're going to be safe. This is the main thing. Most people have trouble letting go. They have trouble letting go because they're so sure, the brain is so sure that it has to safeguard you and keep you safe and well. This is what it's primarily trying to do for you. And so it guards you. It's like a gatekeeper. It won't let you leave. And then it says, well, if you leave, how can you come back? You know?
Right.
So people get very, very worried. So I know that in a lot of the ancient material on meditation from the East, they talk about the mind is the slayer of the mind. No, this is not really accurate. You know, it really is requiring an inner harmony of body, mind, and spirit. You need to make an accord with your analytical mind, your brain, to kind of go into a shutdown mode for a little while, kind of idle and rest. And it's good to do this, you know, and with the assurance that things are going to be fine, that you know what you're going to do, and you're going to allow your inner consciousness to come forward and take you somewhere on a guided journey, you know, of exploration and insight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I would use my dreams, Vaughn, and I still do, to accomplish things by getting things done. I would, for example, if I was looking for a position years ago, I'd concentrate on the individual who did the hiring and go to sleep on it. And sure enough, a day or two later, that person would call me and say, Hey, we've got an opening. We're looking for a guy like you. You interested? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, see, so this is why creative visualization is so important to setting up lucid dreaming, because you can actually program the things that you want to work on. You know, you can also work on problems that are just vexing you during your regular waking hours. You just can't get the answer. And very often they'll come to you then in these dreams, because you're out there roaming around, you know, and you're dealing with then now conscious awareness, not your five physical senses. You have a whole different bag of tricks, you know, to explore with. You have a lot of tools that you take with you on this journey, and they all come with conscious awareness. And I think it's very good to work on problems, meeting people, dealing with questions that seem to elude you, dreams are a wonderful place to explore questions and concerns of a very deep nature.
They could be health-related, emotional-related, you name it.
Yeah. I mean, one of the first things I ever did was I was in a group encounter once where we were brought through, I guess you'd call it guided meditation, and we were told to examine a part of ourselves that we thought needed attention. And I had kind of twisted my ankle earlier in the day, and I focused on my ankle, and I kept looking at my, you know, I got outside myself in this dream state, and I looked down at my ankle, and I kept sending energy to it and wondering how I could get it working better. And the person next to me, after we all, you know, got up and shook it off, said, "Gosh, I kept thinking about my ankle." He was picking up on this, you know. So, I mean, our dreams are powerful. You know, our consciousness is extremely powerful.
Can you train people to dream like that?
Yes. And this is what I like to do in workshops. I don't get out enough to do it lately because of health reasons. But you can train people to actually do this sort of dream work, and if they're good at it, they learn to actually still the body and put the body at complete rest and completely shut down, tune out the analytical mind or brain, and to enter a state of altered consciousness where they can come forward and leave the body. And then they, to do this right, they have to pre-visualize through creative visualization exactly what they want to accomplish, because every great journey of discovery, you know, needs a plan. Where are you going to go? What are you going to explore? And this is what was so hard for me to learn back in the 80s on Mount Hood when I was on this snowy mountain trying to do dream work, was I didn't know how to actually set up what I was going to dream about, where I was going to go. You need to have a plan, you know. Every great journey needs a plan, and you need things to take with you, which is like, you know, your objectives, you know. That's what you take with you. You know, think of the fool card in the tarot deck. He goes off on a journey, you know, of exploration. But notice how little he carries with him, because everything he has with him already is his enthusiasm and his joie de vivre, that he's going to go forward and learn something, and the childish enthusiasm with which he takes that big step forward, you know, on what we would often call the fool's journey. But the fool is a great explorer, and we can explore in this manner too, every one of us.
It's incredible how it works. Do you interpret dreams, Vaughn?
Yeah, I do my own, you know, and I think that people often make the mistake of trying to look into a dream dictionary and saying, well, what does a porcupine mean, or what does a jagged rock mean, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you can look up in any of these dream journals, dream dictionaries, and it'll tell you what something typically means. But it's not going to be the same for every person. Because here's the thing. In a true dream of discovery, a lucid, insightful dream, it's going to be highly subjective. It's your dream. And you have to learn to break it down yourself. And what I always encourage people to do is, when they return from the lucid dream, is to lie very quietly with their eyes still closed and hold the dream and just encompass the dream and let it envelop them. And then feel it, and then own it, and then take it within, you know. And don't try to totally unpack it analytically, because then you're engaging your analytical mind. But just completely try to remember it. Try to remember exactly what happened accurately, as best you can. You can do this when you first return from a dream, but not so much after you get up and walk around.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.